Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
The Bert Show.
One of the reasons why I have always said that once when I was dating, when I broke up with a girl or she broke up with me, that was it. No friendship. Don't want to run into you during on the streets. Don't want to talk to you. Don't want to dabble in a relationship. Was because, honestly, I never wanted to know she was doing better after our breakup. Like, I'd be happy to just hear about her if she was doing way worse.
Something really terrible happened.
Like, if the breakup of our relationship was the starting point for her life going to hell.
After she dumped you, the karma came back and bit her.
That's right. But chances are pretty good that if I kept in touch, she was going to start going out with somebody that made more money or was better looking, and I would not be happy for her.
Right.
I'd say, oh, I just want you to be happy. But in the back of my mind, I'd be like, I want you to be miserable after our breakup. I want you to think I'm the best you can do.
I think it depends on whether you're the dumper or the dumpy.
Oh, yeah.
Because
I think if you
me.
Get
yeah,
well,
I think
if you get dumped, you don't want to see them do, you know, better. You want to see them regret their decision.
Hell yeah,
you know. But if you're the dumper, you just don't want to run in. I don't. Yeah, if you let him go, then you don't want to know anything else. You know, you just don't want to be around him.
It's all ego for me. I want to know that I was the best you could ever do.
A friend of mine just actually had this happen to her, and she was the dumpee. And had a really awesome thing happen in front of the dumper. Mm-hmm. We were at Music Midtown on a Sunday. This is a friend of mine who had gone out with this guy like 3-4 years ago.
Can we just change the words?
He's freaked out by dumper.
Dumper.
Oh.
Like, I hate to think that I've ever had a dumper or a dumpy in my life.
Yeah, we don't want to think that of you either.
Hey, this is my friend, my dumper.
Yeah.
All right. So anyway, this was her boyfriend like 3.5 years ago. They dated for about a year, whatever. She's head over heels in love with this guy or whatever. He dumps her hard. Like, not a whole lot of explanation. Dumps her. Takes her a long time to get over this relationship. But basically, they don't see each other from the day he dumps her till Music Midtown Sunday night.
And okay? This is how much time?
It's been like 3.5 years after the dumping happened. Okay. So she since has gotten married to this really cute guy. She's got this fabulous diamond ring, and she is with us backstage on the side of the stage watching Kid Rock, okay? So she's all excited about the experience and close to Kid Rock, and she's taking pictures or whatever.
She's getting the VIP treatment.
The total VIP treatment or whatever. She's there with her totally cute husband, and she looks at me, and she's like, oh, my God. You're not going to believe who's in the third row. Look out there. And she points to the sky. She's like, see that guy right there? He's wearing the red hat. I'm like, yeah, I see him. She's like, that's my ex-boyfriend who dumped me 3.5 years ago on my butt. And he just saw me up here for the first time since he dumped me. She was like, yes, this is the best thing that could have ever happened because this guy was such a jerk. And there she is with her upgrade and she's got her diamond ring on, waving at him. Here I am with my cute husband and I'm backstage hanging out with Kid Rock.
Spiteful.
And what are you doing, you loser? In the front with all the
redheads. In the mosh pit.
She was so excited. I was like so thrilled for her. That's exactly what you want to happen.
The timing on that is perfect to where you get to show off your upgrade like that, because it happens spontaneously. You don't plan it.
Right.
And it just so happens that that dude, you know, he's getting all dirty. He's in the mix and he looks up on stage. There's the ex on the side of the stage getting VIP treatment with a great looking guy with a big old rock on her hand. Perfect scenario.
Perfect.
Perfect scenario. All right. This could be fun for women here. All right. When did you have the opportunity to show off your upgrade? In a case just like this, where maybe you got dumped by some dude in a rude way also here, and you ended up like a year later ending up with a way better guy, maybe like a CEO, a celebrity, but just the upgrade. And you somewhere, somehow ran into the ex where you got to show off the upgrade. Can there be anything more validating than that?
Oh, so awesome, especially when it's unplanned.
Hey, is this Jessica?
Yes.
Hi.
Hey, just want to say I love your show.
Thanks. Thanks.
Yeah, it was about 6 months ago, and it was my high school sweetheart, and he was a total butt, like, just mean while we were together, and then the breakup was just horrible. And I hadn't seen him in about 4 years, and we were, it was last summer. God, can't believe I've been engaged that long. We were at a Braves game, and my boyfriend dropped down on one knee, and he was about 5 rows in front of us.
Oh, really?
Okay. We kind of sped through this. So the ex-boyfriend is 5 rows in front of you while your current proposes to you at the Braves game.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
That's awesome. That's awesome.
That's a great example of the karma train coming in right there.
Nice.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you, Kimberly. I mean, whatever your name is.
Jessica.
Yeah, that's right.
thank you, girl.
Thank you, girl, with good story. Hello, Kimberly. You're on All the Hits Q100.
Good morning, Bert. How you doing?
Good.
My story is actually a much longer length of time in between. I had a high school sweetheart, and I dated him for about a year and a half after high school, and he cheated on me, and we had a really awful, horrible breakup, and I never saw him again. I moved out of state. I never thought about him. It was long gone, and then I moved back to Atlanta during the Olympics, and I got married, and my husband is a partner in a restaurant in Buckhead, which I will not name, but he does very well, and, you know, we have a very nice lifestyle, and my ex-boyfriend, it turns out that he's working as a retail something or other in the old Galleons, and I don't know what he's doing, but he's not doing very well. He's in his 30s. He still has roommates. Things are not going so great for him, and he decides that he's going to come into my husband's restaurant, unbeknownst to anybody, and he's going to try to date this particular hostess that works for my husband. Well, he lies about his age to begin with. He makes himself way younger than he is, and just to get this girl to go out with him. And the story gets weird because my mother was working for my husband as a hostess part-time.
Oh, my God.
So this other hostess tells my mother about this guy, my ex-boyfriend, and says, oh, it's this great guy. You know, he wants to go out with me, but I think he's lying about his age, and I just don't know, blah, blah, blah. And he keeps talking about this woman that was the love of his life. And my mother's like, oh, well, okay. Well, she just kind of gave motherly advice, and she said, well, you know, waiting, is a guy going to come visit you? So she says, yeah, he's going to come in Friday night and, you know, have a couple of drinks with some friends, and, you know, I'm going to kind of scope him out and see what I think. And so my mom says, okay, great, you know. So my mom and this hostess are working Friday night, and this guy comes in with his friends. Well, of course, my mom does a double take. I dated this guy for 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
And my mom's like, oh, my God. And she doesn't say anything, and the guy doesn't see her. Well, she goes and tells the little hostess. She says, I don't know if you really want to do this. And the hostess says, well, what's going on? And she said, well, let me tell you, this guy dated my daughter, yada, yada, and the hostess is freaking out because she knows that her boss is the husband of the guy that we're talking about. So everybody comes to play up in the middle of the foyer at the restaurant, and my mom is standing there, this hostess is standing there, the guy is standing there, and I walk in, all dressed up, to have dinner with my husband.
Oh, my God, that's great.
The hostess is freaked out. She starts fall, and she runs out the other way.
Oh my
God. Mom looks at the ex-boyfriend. I look at the ex-boyfriend. I start cracking up. I don't know what to do. And my husband is standing there just going, who are all these people? What's going on? This is the silliest thing I've ever seen. And the guy just, he just left, and he never, ever came back.
That's smart, because in a case like that, you can't say anything.
Oh my
just
God.
Let it go.
It was the best thing ever. And it was 10 years later.
And it still felt good, didn't it?
Yeah, I, you know, I've talked before about the Antichrist, my one ex-girlfriend who decided to get with my best friend before she actually officially left me for my best friend. And this was like in my mid-20s. And so after that happened, moved to Florida, right? So last year, you know, we did around Pride, we did happy hours like we're doing this year. And I was hosting this happy hour. And this is also at a time when we had billboards up on the interstate and everything. So she comes back into Atlanta while I'm the host of a morning show, and I'm hosting this event that she comes to because of Pride. And, you know, and I had, you know, happened to go and shake hands, and I went up to her table and shook her hand just like I did everybody else's. Thanks for coming. Thanks for stopping by, and walked off. And so I have to say that it felt pretty good to, you know, be in the position I'm in when she has to roll into town and be faced by
me
with
that. Take that!
We had one virtual listener call up that said, and her phone dropped out, and said that she ended up marrying the sheriff in their town, who ended up busting and arresting her ex.
Oh, that's beautiful.
So he was the one that had to put the dude in the back of the car and all.
I have one as well. I had a bad breakup with this one guy in high school, like right as I was leaving high school, and then I was in college, like this is 3 years afterwards, and I was dating Ryan, who's my husband now, but you know, he's in this cool band. At that point, they were like the cool local band to go see or whatever, and we decide after one of his shows, or he's in town or whatever, we decide to go to this club. So we pull up to the club, and who valet parks our car?
Nice.
For my ex-boyfriend.
Beautiful.
So he has to actually get in the car and park it for us.
There may be a split second where you're like, oh, for him, but then there's the,
Was there any worry that he was going to somehow vandalize or damage your car?
I didn't think so. It was just one of those moments where you're That's like, great. I can't believe this is happening right now.
That's the karma train, man.
Yep.
The Burt Show.
Everybody's talking about weight loss injections because the results are so dramatic. They work by lowering blood sugar and reducing appetite. So what if you're looking to lose weight but not interested in painful weekly injections, especially when you hear about some of those intense side effects? That's why doctors created a weight loss supplement called Lean, and the results are remarkable. The studied ingredients in Lean have been shown to lower your blood sugar, burn fat by converting it into energy, and curb your appetite and cravings so you're not as hungry. But listen, Lean is not for the casual dieter with only a few pounds to lose. The doctors at Brickhouse Nutrition created Lean for frustrated dieters with 10 or more pounds to lose. Here is even better news. They're having a huge Memorial Day sale, and Lean is 25% off. Visit TakeLean.com and enter THANKYOU25 for 25% off. It's promo code THANKYOU25 at TakeLean.com.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute, it's carbs are bad, and then the next, it's, no, actually, carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now. Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you. They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Burt to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Burt. forhers.com/Burt. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
If you missed this yesterday, here's second date update. We're going to run this in two parts. This is, what's her name again? Lisa? Sketchy Lisa telling us exactly what was supposed to happen on Saturday. Hey, Lisa.
Hey.
Good morning. How are you?
Confused.
Yeah. I think we've all been here before.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you sound so sad.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I just don't know what happened, you know?
Right.
I mean, I met this guy the weekend before last, and I was out with my girlfriends, and, you know, we just hit it off. You know, we start talking, and he seems really sweet, and he was really good-looking, and everything was awesome. And we go for dinner. We went to Joe's Crab Shack in Kenefaw.
Yep.
I mean, the best time, you know, just hanging out, getting to know each other, and then he brought me back to my place, and we just kind of hung out. You know, we made out. It's like 2 in the morning. And, you know, things were really nice. And he left, right? And he said, we're going to get in touch. We're going to do something fun next weekend. And we do. We talked all week. We made plans. And then he says that we're going to go to see Tom Petty Saturday night, right? At Music Midtown. I'm excited because I'm a really big Tom Petty fan. I go to pick him up on Saturday afternoon over at his place, right? And we're going to get something to eat and then go see the show. So I go knock on the door, and he never answers it. You know?
So you guys had talked at some point during the week after that first date to set up the second date?
Oh, yeah. It was definite. Monday we talked. We set it up definitely on Monday, and then we talked. Everything was good. And I'm, like, knocking on the door. He doesn't come and get it, but I can see that he's in there. Like, I can see the TV is on. I can see that, you know, there's a jacket hanging next to the door through the window.
Does he live by himself? Are you sure he was the only one there?
Well, he told me he was the only one there. He told me he didn't have a roommate.
Can I ask you a question? Because this might just be the way your voice sounds, but, like, or maybe you have allergies or whatever, because we heard you kind of have a stuffed nose and your voice kind of is a little... So are you crying or is that just your voice?
No, I'm really upset.
So you are crying?
Yeah.
You've only hung out with this guy for a couple hours, though. Why are you so upset about it?
Well, problem solved.
Just like the whole, you know, like, oh, yeah. I hate when somebody says they're going to do something and then they don't. Like, if you don't want to go out with me, that's fine. But don't tell me we're going to go out and have fun and make me plan my Saturday night with you, and then I come to get you and you pretend I'm not knocking on your door.
Well, that I can understand how you'd be offended by all that, but I don't know if it would bring you to tears, you know?
Well,
she's, you know what? She felt something with this guy.
Okay.
Well, now, at least I want to talk about your conversation on Monday with him. Now, what is his name?
Stan.
You said you went out last weekend, kind of made out, then you talked to him on Monday. How long did that conversation last?
On Monday?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe like a half an hour.
Okay, and that's when you made plans for Saturday night?
Mm-hmm.
Did you follow up at all during the week?
Mm-hmm, yeah, we talked a few times.
When you say talked a few times, did you guys just exchange messages, or did you actually talk and say, okay,
so... No, we talked, yeah.
And you made concrete plans, like, okay, Saturday, I'm going to come pick you up at 2 o'clock or whatever?
Yeah.
Now,
What were those plans?
We mean, the plans for Saturday?
Were you supposed to pick him up? Was he supposed to pick you up? Were you guys...
No, I was supposed to pick him up. I was supposed to come over. We're going to go grab something to eat, and then we were going to go hang out and watch Tom Petty.
All right, so he knew you were coming over.
No, he knew. That's why I'm so upset. Yeah.
And was his car there when you got
there? Yes. His car was here.
You literally saw him in the apartment.
I think I saw his, like, shadow at one point, but I didn't actually see him.
Because usually was the way Second Date Update works too is we try to predict what he might be saying, and I kind of want to go back to the follow up phone calls you had with him. You set up the date on Monday, but you talked to him a couple more times during the week. How long did those conversations last?
And can you define couple?
Just a few times.
How many? How many times?
You.
Yeah.
Maybe like 20, 30, 40 minutes. Maybe like an hour one time.
Okay, but how many
phone calls were there total?
Maybe like 5.
Okay.
Five 40-minute phone conversations?
You know how it is when you in a new relationship.
That sounds about right.
Yeah.
What's wrong with that?
Get to know each other and, you know, we're having a nice time. And
we're not all cold-hearted like you, Jen. Some of us have love and space in our heart for
that
others.
That just sounds to me like a lot. I mean,
every indicator says I'm into you if I'm talking 40 minutes with you on the phone every day.
I'm just wondering if it became too much. Is there any way that Stan might have kind of got freaked out and checked out?
I don't know. I mean, if you don't want to talk to me, why don't you just say I can't talk right now or just not pick up the phone?
Were you the one making those phone calls all week long, or did he make some of those phone calls also?
I think it was pretty much me calling him.
Okay. So you don't ever recall him actually picking up the phone, calling you, picking up, saying hello, and then the conversation goes 40 minutes.
Yeah.
What were your conversations about, like, in general?
You know, our friends, work, where we went to school, exes, you know, like, good relationships, bad relationships, what we were looking for.
Standard.
So he was pretty forthcoming with all this information. He was into the conversations, telling you stories and stuff.
Well, I was doing most of the talking.
Mm-hmm.
He seemed to be into it.
After Music Midtown, after Tom Petty, I'm assuming you didn't go.
Mm-mm.
So has there been, there's been no communication between the two of you since? You've tried to call him?
No.
You have not tried to call him?
No.
Okay.
How many, how much time do you spend, like, knocking on somebody's door when you're almost certain they're home? And you can see their shadow in their jacket and their car and stuff. Like, how much time do you bang on that door?
I waited for 20 minutes.
Were you knocking the whole time?
Yeah, I was knocking. And I would knock on the window. And I walked around knocking on all the windows. That's how I saw the shadow of his foot.
The shadow of his
shoe.
Foot.
I'm sorry, that what?
Shadow of a shoe.
A shoe shadow.
As she was walking around knocking on all the windows.
Hey, Nancy.
Hello? I just want to be quite honest with her. If you call him beforehand and he didn't answer the phone, you should just went with one of your girlfriends, because he obviously did not really want to go with you.
It's still pretty rude, though. I mean, all the dude had to say, I mean... Look.
Well, sure, he's a coward completely.
Yeah, total coward. So if not, I'd at least like to hear what he's got to say. Huh. All right, let's do this. Let's play a couple of commercials here. We will try to get Stan on. The one thing you have to agree to here, Lisa, is that once we get him on, you have to say, look, I want total honesty here. Even though the relationship's probably over here, I just need a little closure on this thing. And that way he's more apt to open up to us.
Mm-hmm. Okay?
Mm-hmm. I can do that.
You're willing to, you just want to know, right? Like, what did I do or what happened?
Right.
Right.
Okay. You can't get all Lauryn Hill on us. Like, you got to try to remain stable.
I won't. I just want to know what happened, you know?
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, hold on a second. All right, we've got Stan on, and I'm going to introduce you, and I'm going to try to say right off the bat that the only thing you really want out of this whole thing, you don't ever even have to see him again, but the one thing that you do want is just some honesty on why he doesn't want to see you again, or why he didn't want to see you on Saturday.
Yeah, that's all I want.
Okay. Let's get Stan on.
Okay.
Hey, Stan.
Hey there. How's it going?
Good morning. You're on the radio right now on all the hits Q100.
All right, cool.
How are you?
I'm okay. How are you?
Hey, Stan, let me just set this up by telling you that we have Lisa on the phone with us.
Okay.
And as Lisa has told us, you guys went out last Saturday night, the Saturday before this last one, and kind of had a pretty decent time and hung out, hooked up a little bit, then talked on the phone every day last week. And you had these really exciting plans to go to Music Midtown this weekend. And as she describes it, she shows up to your house on Saturday to follow through with those plans, is knocking on the door and stuff, and you don't answer the door, and she's just a little miffed on why there's no second date. And we have her on the phone right now. You want to say hi, Lisa?
Hey.
Hey, Lisa, are you sure you want to do this?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Let me take just a little of the edge off and a little of the pressure by saying this here too, Stan, that Lisa is or is not necessarily looking for a second date, kind of almost inconsequential. All she really wants you to do is come clean as to why there was no second date and why you handle things the way you did on Saturday.
In total honesty, I mean, you know, there's no reason to hold anything back.
Okay.
Lisa, are you okay with that?
Yeah, I just want to know what happened.
Okay.
All right. Well, first off, last Saturday, yeah, it was great. Had a great time. Then in between times, she called my house about 40 times, and it was everything from first thing when she got up in the morning, checking in with me at work, down to wanting to talk to me as she is falling asleep and won't let me get off the phone, and she keeps talking, I wish you were here next to me, talk me to sleep, and I'm just trying to watch Letterman, and she's doing all this stuff, and then Wednesday night, she goes out, or Thursday, she goes out with her friends and gets drunk and calls me at like midnight and is calling me, and she's drunk, and she's saying, I love you. We're meant to be together. And I wish you were here with me, and I can't wait. And that freaked me out. And I was already getting freaked out all week. And then I met this girl once, and she's already saying she loves me. And then Friday, she calls back, and she's leaving me messages all day. And finally, I told her on Friday, I says, I ended it Friday. I'm not going. I don't want to see you anymore. This is way too fast for me. And she says, and she was fighting back and forth. No, I'm coming over. And then, and finally, when I finally hung up, she was like, well, I'm coming. And I know you're going to change your mind. And I says, no, I'm not going to change my mind. I says, you can show up if you want, but I'm not coming to the door. I'm not going out with you. It's freaking me out. Lisa, that's where it is.
You got to hide your shoe better.
Lisa, does all this sound accurate?
No, not completely. I mean, I don't remember calling him on Wednesday. I don't remember telling him I love him.
Do you love him?
No, I don't love him. I don't know him.
Were you Wednesday night? Did you go out drinking Wednesday night?
I did. I was out with my girlfriend. I don't remember calling him.
That first night at Joe's, did you let him pet your bunny?
Jeff. Huh? Stan.
That's an important question.
Jeff. Hey, Stan, so on Saturday when she comes over, I just kind of want you to describe how long she stayed. And I mean, like, did she says that she like knocked on every window to get to?
Yeah, it was a while. But I mean, I was upstairs and she was just knocking on the downstairs windows and stuff. So I don't know. I didn't really pay attention too much. I heard the doorbell ring and I looked out and I saw her car. And it was kind of like, I rolled my eyes like, oh, my God, I can't believe she showed up. And and I'm like, I hope this doesn't get ugly. And I just, I didn't know what she would be like. So I was just like, I'm just going to let her knock and think I'm not home or something.
Why did you dismiss the sex comment?
I'm sorry?
I'm asking Bert.
Why did I dismiss it?
Yeah.
I just don't, I don't know. It's not a real big deal, I
sure
guess.
It is. Did you guys do it?
Do we have sex?
Yeah.
No.
Okay.
Lisa?
Uh-huh.
I got to tell you, I'm a little embarrassed. I'm a little embarrassed to share the gender that you and I share.
What?
From your behavior before the second date.
Oh, I think you're about to have a timeout, Lisa.
Yeah.
I mean,
why don't you go to your room and think about what you've done?
I'm going to put you in the corner and let you think about this for a minute.
Well, tell her what she did wrong so she can walk out of here.
No, I did call him a lot, okay?
And a lot?
40 times.
A lot is an understatement for 40 times, Lisa. You became quickly obsessed.
But he liked it.
Oh, come on. No, he did not.
He told you,
I'm not going to answer the door if you come over, and you continued to go over there. What in your right mind said that this would be a good idea?
Well, I thought he was just playing kind of hard to get with me,
And why didn't you play that same card back, honey? Maybe that would work if you played a little hard to get.
Well, because Tom Petty was playing Saturday night.
So okay. you felt like I had to sew this thing up quickly.
Completely. It's like I don't have time to mess around. Like this is.
But you still didn't go see Tom Petty.
I'm embarrassed. I'm actually embarrassed to be a woman right now.
She was free falling in love.
Lisa, let's turn the tables here, okay? Mm. Let's say everything happens last Saturday night that happens, right? He comes over to your place. You guys hook up. And then he calls you 40 times during the week. Wouldn't you get a little sketched out by that?
If I didn't like him, I would. And, if you like somebody, you do want to get to know them quickly, and you want to know who they are, and, I was just curious as to who he was, like, getting to really know him, because you can make out with somebody and go on a really nice date with them, but still not really know them.
I've always said that. on Friday, when he said to you, look, I don't want to go to the Tom Petty concert with you, why didn't you at that point realize he just didn't want to go to the Tom Petty concert with you?
Well, like I said, I thought he was just saying, you need to say things that you don't really mean in the moment.
Not like that, no.
I thought he would just get over it, and I would be there Saturday, and things would be okay, and we'd get in the car and go have a great time.
Hey, Lisa, did we ever establish how old are you?
24.
Okay.
Hey, Stan, I don't know that there's any reason why we need to keep you on. You've done everything we've asked you. You've told her straight up why you didn't call, so... Stan, this is over, right?
Yeah, it's over.
If we need you again, we'll just come to the house and bang on the window.
No problem, guys. Well, thanks for having me on.
Thank you, Stan.
See you.
Take it easy.
Bye-bye. At any point during the 40 calls, did you ever think, okay, maybe this is a little too much?
think it's like 40 calls. I think this is, you guys are exaggerating that. It wasn't 40 calls.
Well, how many calls do you think it was?
I don't know. Maybe like 20.
Well, even so.
That's 5 days.
Doesn't that seem a little bit much to you?
Well, no. It's just like, hey, what are you doing? I'm, you know, just watching this TV show and I was thinking about
Lisa.
You.
And- oh, my God.
Lisa. And then on Friday, he tells you, look, I do not want to go to the show with you. No Music Midtown. No, no, no.
He's chanting it.
No, no, no.
I won't go.
Are you just like in denial? Like, I don't get it. I can't start the week like this. Seriously, Bert, it's Monday. I can't handle the stupidity. I can't do it.
That's what you get when you deal with women.
No, it's not. That's why I can't handle it. This is ridiculous. I can't believe that after a week of you calling him 5 times a day and him telling you no, not interested, you're over the top, that you still go to his door and knock on it. And then after that, you proceed to email the Bird Show and email Tracy saying it's an emergency second date update because you can't figure out why the second date didn't happen.
It has been
catch a clue, sweetheart.
It's been a long time since I've seen a can of whoop ass opened.
I can't handle this. It's too early in the week.
Lisa, you turn into a stalker. Do you realize that?
Well, I don't think I was a stalker. I mean, I wasn't hiding out from his work.
But you were knocking on every window of his house.
Do we need to establish some kind of stalking number? Like, what's acceptable after the date?
You know,
ladies.
I think he was really into it until Friday, okay?
Right.
Lisa,
and it was the first
he wasn't.
Any indication.
He wasn't.
Because I was like, oh, you know, what are you doing? He'd be like, nothing. What are you doing? And I would talk to him and be like, oh, that sounds like fun. And we would just like hang out and talk on the phone.
Hold on.
God, you're not a teenager.
You're going to get some tough love this morning. Good morning. You're on All the Hits Q100.
I cannot believe she did that. That is unbelievable. I mean, are you that desperate?
Oops.
That is craziness.
That's a bad word.
Do not do that. You do not act like that as a grown woman. That is ridiculous. Mm-hmm. That's ridiculous. I'll be surprised and shocked if anybody would ever date you again.
You know what's really
unbelievable?
You know, you got your women. You like you're being so hypocritical though, because you know when a man calls you like that, you feel good. Like you feel
dude,
showered with attention.
Dude, don't freaking call somebody.
Men don't
40
call like
times.
They
call
40 times. People are like exaggerating
20.
To make a point.
We'll use 20.
Even
that's
if
still
it's
too,
20,
much.
It's too much.
Oh my
god!
You know what? And Lisa's
oh my
defense.
God. I mean, I cannot believe you. I mean, the that they call you. They call you like every day. Like, hey, just thinking about you.
No.
What are you doing?
Okay. You know what? That's when you're in a relationship, mm-hmm. not when you're trying to get in a relationship.
Exactly.
You don't call somebody that many times.
Hey, Lisa.
Mm-hmm.
We're gonna let this one go. We got to move on. I don't know what you. What did you learn from this whole thing?
Not to call the Bird Show. Number one.
Anything?
Like, same situation happens with another guy next week. You go out on Saturday night. You guys hook up.
You really like him.
You really like him. What are you going to do the following morning?
Well, you know, it's not often that I meet somebody that I really like this. It's
Lisa.
Not as if I'm going to go out and meet somebody next week.
Lisa, so if
Lisa, real connection.
It'll happen again. But what are you going to do next time? It's going to happen again. You will have a connection with someone else.
Next Saturday, you go out, you meet a guy, and all the stars are aligned just right, and you're just as into this next guy. How are you going to handle it differently?
I probably wouldn't call as often.
I think twice a day is fine. As soon as you wake up and right before you go to bed.
How about not at all and let the guy pursue you?
Just a little wakey-wakey and a little nighty-nighty.
All right, bye-bye, yeah. Lisa.
The Bird Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Game night's fun until someone spends 5 minutes lining up one shot. Chalk, breathe, re-chalk, still aiming. While they figure it out, I fire up Chumba Casino. I can spin anywhere, anytime, and there's always a new social casino game every week. Spins happen way faster than that shot. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba. Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.